demographer and generational marketing expert Ken Gronback looks into the future. And not with a crystal ball, he uses the tool of demographics, which serves as a GPS to navigate the many landscapes across the world. He studies the end of globalization, the economic crash of Asia, the disappearance of Russia, how the Americas will be central to the world, and of course, boomers and real estate. Ken Gronback explores how changing demographics will influence housing and real estate on a grand scale. He's the second guest I found by listening to late night talk show host George Norrie on Coast to Coast. The first one was the Wicked Witch of the West. Great one to follow. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, demographer Ken Gronback.
My pleasure.
So nice of you to take the time to talk to us here in Southern California. And I will have to send you the interview with the Wicked Witch of the West. That was one of George's. He loved her.
Really?
Oh, my God. She was a battle over her backyard with the city and the county where she lived. They were trying to take over her backyard, and it was became a real TikTok sensation. So you use the term futurist. You could have used the term forecaster, like economists use. Why'd you choose that term?
Because it's very easy to figure out what's next if you understand, in terms of commerce, if you understand what market is headed your way. And a lot of people don't realize that markets move. Markets don't stay the same. The primary cause of market change is aging. So if you can understand that the baby boomers are aging out of one category of consumption and moving into another, you can advise the people that are selling to boomers now to change what they're selling and essentially move on. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves without a customer. So that's essentially it.
And that makes sense. And I'm a boomer, and I'm selling real estate here in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara is kind of unique in terms of its market and people and money. But where do you see boomers going as they age?
Boomers are downsizing. Boomers are roughly 61 to 80 years old now. Their generation was born 1945 to 1964. And give or take 78 million, 80 million thereabouts. It wasn't a lot of immigration during their tenure. But they are on the move. I live in South Florida right now. And I literally, if I put my hands on my desk, I can feel the ground shake because of so much construction, and most of the construction is either retail or housing. So, and we're anticipating a huge increase here in South Florida. We've got about 23 million now, and my guess is in the next 10 years we're going to be up to about 35 million.
That's fascinating. A friend of mine is a TikTok addict. And she sends me this stuff. And a while back, a couple of guys were touting Florida, and they were predicting this mass crash of housing in Florida. I don't know if any of that's happening. What do you think of that?
No, we don't anticipate the crash because one of the things that's happened here in Florida is hurricanes. And we had a devastating hurricane that affected housing like 3 years ago. It'll be like 2.5, 3 years ago, Ian. And the housing is just coming back on the market because it was off the market because you couldn't live in it. And that's creating an oversupply. And I think a lot of people are translating that oversupply into a housing crisis. There's no housing crisis. Here's what's going to happen. The baby boomer peak, I don't know what year you were born, but the baby boomer peak is 1957, 58, 59, 60, 61. And it is huge. And it's not down here yet in Florida. Baby boomers are said to have in excess of $100 trillion in assets. So we're anticipating that peak coming down here. And there's no sign that it's not going to come. In fact, Florida is still very, very much in a growth mode, contrary to California.
Well, we hear that plenty. My guest today, Ken Gronbach. He's a demographer, and he studies the markets, specifically commerce. And we're talking about boomers. I'm one of them, born 1956. And how do I get my share of that $1 trillion?
You probably have it.
That's very fascinating to hear. And Florida, of course, you know, it's such a magnet. People they call snowbirds. Everyone from the East Coast, you know, would get maybe a part-time home. My mom ended up remarrying and moving from New York to Florida in the 90s. And then she passed in 2019, and she had this two-bedroom, two-bath. I wish I would have kept it. My brother and I sold it for $118,000. And it's probably worth $100,000 more, but just to have owned a piece of property, could have rented it out.
Exactly. And in fact, I where was it?
West Palm Beach, Golden Lakes was the name of the community.
My guess is you sold it very low.
Yeah.
Because the condos here on the West Coast, it's amazing how many of them are averaging $1 million now, in excess of $1 million.
Well, hers was, you know, I mean, you know, no garage, just one parking space, one guest parking space. It was off these little inlets of lagoons where the alligators would come out and grab guests.
And that's prime property.
It was lovely. It was a lovely location. You were in your car in 2 minutes. You were anywhere you wanted to be, and nice clubhouse. But it was an older crowd generally. So I don't know what I would have done with it.
That's what we have down here.
Well, it's true. It's true. I wonder what the median age is. So you're getting more people. California has, for the first time, has lost people.
Correct. And
we talked about that. Is that something you look at as well, where they're all going?
Oh, yeah. Well, for the most part, the people that live in cold climates are going to warm climates. So that's why you have Texas is very big. Texas is growing. Florida is growing. And in fact, everything from like D.C. down on the coast of the United States is growing. Getting away from snow, getting away from cold weather is very, very important for the boomers. It just, you know, as you get older, you just don't like cold.
But California already has that great weather, and yet we've had this shift of people leaving.
Yeah, you know, I can't quite figure out California. I went to school in California. I went to Cal State Long Beach. And I looked at your boomer numbers, and they're low. Your boomer numbers are low. You have just the right amount of Generation Z, which is people that are up to 20 years old. And then 20 to 40 Gen Y, you have a healthy crop of those. A good part of those, of course, are Latino, Hispanics. Generation X, now Generation X was born 65 to 84, and that's a diminutive population, but it's 25% of Florida's population. And then the boomers are only 18%.
How do I get any of these Generation X, Z, and Ys to date me?
You probably could do it online.
Yeah, California is just in flux. Our governor is in flux. But I don't know what's going to happen. My guest, demographer, futurist, Ken Gronbach. I'll post his website on my podcast website, but it's kgcdirect.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
kgcdirect.com. So this change, demographics influencing housing and real estate, you mentioned the southern states. We don't know what's going to happen in California. You mentioned Ian having an impact oversupply, but no housing crisis. But, of course, then we just had these fires where nobody has homes anymore, and I don't know how that's going to shake out. And I don't know what the demography was of all those people who lost their homes either.
Well, if I can give a little insight into that, Palos Verdes was hit very bad, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look at the average home in Palos Verdes. There's an excellent chance that was the lion's share of that was baby boomers. Hmm. And this just because of, you know, things cost more there, and people tend to have more wealth as they get older. So I don't think California is in big trouble. I mean, the percentage of population that you're losing is relatively small. I think it's somewhere around 1%. I don't have it in front of me, but that's what I'm thinking it is. And that is small.
Interesting. So we went from Florida, south of D.C., growing, Texas, California. One of the things you wrote about or that I saw on your website is how the Americas will be central to the world. So now maybe take a little macro view. What do you mean by that?
Well, Asia right now, China is the world's manufacturer. And they, a good guess would be they probably manufacture about 40% of the stuff that's made. And the problem with that China has is in 1979, Henry Kissinger persuaded Mao Zedong to curb their growth in population. Now, I really don't know why, but that he did. And what that did is that doubled China's workforce, because men and women could work and they'd have one child with a one child policy, and the one child would be left with the in-laws. And all of a sudden China had a wealth of very, very, very cheap labor. And for 40 years, that was the case. And they just built the country up. They took their GDP into the stratosphere, almost up to us. The problem is it's over. And now what they've done in 40 years is prevented with that policy a half billion people. And that's labor. They don't have labor. And if you don't have labor, you can't be an industrialized country. You just can't. So what's going to happen is you're seeing reshoring here in the Americas. Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America. It's especially healthy in Mexico because Mexico has just the perfect amount of people. They're demographically a model, Mexico. And money is pouring into the Americas to make stuff. And so that's where stuff is going to be made going forward. It's not going to be made in the EU because they have the same problem as China does, but they did it to themselves voluntarily. Eastern Europe, no good. And Russia is a demographic disaster. They have old, sick people.
Right. And look, and certainly this war has taken out how many of the young people that they desperately needed?
2 million.
Really?
Yeah. Well, a million people were draft dodgers and left, and 1 million got killed in the war. Yeah, that's a relatively good number. It's hard to get.
I want to circle back to Russia because that's a whole nother topic that we're going to cover in the next segment. My guest, Ken Gronbach, demographer. His website is kgcdirect.com. But interesting comments about the Americas. I love the Mexico is a healthy demographic just because of their balance of workers, old people, children. I mean, what?
Yes, exactly. What you don't want, you don't want to have a situation where you're top heavy with seniors, where you're top heavy with kids, younger people. You want to balance throughout. They have just the right amount of very elderly seniors, just the right amount of seniors, just the right amount of new retirees. And then their workers are, it's a very, very healthy crop of them. And they've also had plenty of kids, which is one of the problems in the world right now, is that 75% of the countries in the world are below replacement level fertility of 2.2, which means that the countries that are not having kids are going to have issues in 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And it's because they're not going to have enough labor to support their young and support their elderly. You have to have people in the middle at work.
And
people in the middle.
You mentioned China. Of course, dug themselves in a hole, and they're facing it. Russia, we'll circle back to in the next segment. But you don't see a lot of people immigrating to China and Russia. But the United States, we've got plenty of great immigrants coming in, workforce people. So I assume our birth rate of 2.2 kids might also be low, but it's okay because we have the immigration.
That is why it's okay.
Right.
The fertility of the United States right now is about 1.6. And that is still okay, but it's not wonderful. But what is happening is that let me take you back 10 or 15 years, maybe a little bit longer. We produced a generation from 1965 to 1984 that was diminutive, and it was called Generation X. There were only about, 67, 68 million of them born versus the generation in front of them, baby boomers, which was about 80 million. So you can see there's a significant difference. When it was the turn of Generation X to provide the labor for the United States, they couldn't do it. We were short labor. Where did the labor come from? It came from Mexico. We currently have about 70 million Hispanics, Latinos in the United States, first and second generation. And they absolutely positively saved our country. They're wonderful. They're Catholics. They have kids. They're great. And so that's how this works. And because we do immigrants here in the United States, we're healthy. China does not do immigrants, period, because they're xenophobic. They can't handle people that don't look just like them and speak their same language. The same thing with Japan. Japan is history already. But the United States has done very well because we are a nation of immigrants.
And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about the quality of people from Mexico, workers. And, you know, the fact is, I disagreed with the immigration policies under the Biden administration. If they hadn't done what they did, we wouldn't have all this ammunition, and maybe the current president would not have won the election because, you know, they gave him such a tool, because it got crazy, because nobody's really against immigrants, and certainly not, you know, fine Hispanic immigrants from South America. So it was a really an amazing thing that just kind of happened. My guest, Ken Gronbach, demographer, futurist. We're going to take a quick break. We'll circle back to Russia and how you can get a free house maybe in Japan, France, Italy, and Spain. I want to get in on that action. Again, my guest, Ken Gronbach, demographer, futurist, and I'm going to try to get him to UCSB Economic Forecast. He'd be a great speaker. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.